Welcome to Treasures of Truth, a daily broadcast from Monday through Friday, where we encourage you to come and study the Bible with us. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho, and your host is Pastor Rick DeMichael. This week, we're airing a message entitled, Can You Lose It? And in this message, the preacher will guide us through the Bible for the discussion of whether or not we can lose our salvation. In other words, once I receive Christ as my Savior, is there anything that can cause me to lose my place in heaven? We trust you will find this series an encouraging, Bible-based look at the security that the believer has in Jesus Christ. And we also pray that today's message will be a blessing to you. If you'd like to hear today's message again or other messages by Pastor DeMichael, please stay tuned until the end of today's program for more information. And now your host, Pastor Rick DeMichael.
The Bible says Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith, being confident of this very thing, that he hath begun a good work in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Folks, assurance and eternal security would be the height of arrogance if we were depending on ourselves to keep it. But it's his, and he's taking care of it for us. Lastly, one last thing. Where is it? Where is it? Take your Bibles and go to Hebrews chapter 12. Where is your salvation this morning? You say, well, I have Christ in my heart. Well, that's true. That's true. If you're saved, the Bible says in the book of Colossians, Christ in you, the hope of glory. But again, that's looking inward. That's looking inward, and that can get subjective. Let's look outward and keep it objective. Keep it objective. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Say, where's my salvation this morning? You ever had a safe deposit box? You put things in it that are valuable. You want things taken care of. Jesus Christ is our safe deposit box, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Where is your salvation this morning? It's not in those waters of baptism. When you got baptized, those waters went down the drain. It's not in a piece of paper declaring your church membership. Nothing wrong with church membership, but that's not where your salvation is today. Your salvation is up in heaven at the right hand of the Father. It's being taken care of by the Son of God. Don't look inward, look upward. Look at Hebrews chapter 7. Just go back a few pages here. Hebrews chapter 7. Your New Testament is filled with this great truth. And we're just giving you a few samples here this morning. Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25. Hebrews 7 verse 25. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. One preacher said one time, from the uttermost to the guttermost, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sin, then for the people's. For this he did once when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity, but the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh a son who is consecrated forevermore. Five bleeding wounds he bears, received at Calvary. They strongly plead for me, folks. He's the bearer of these things. He's the one that is keeping you this morning, if you know him as your personal Savior. Lastly, let's go to Ephesians chapter 2, and we'll close with this thought. And like I said, if you've been saved in a church where this was taught, you might take for granted that everybody gets this. It's not true. You'd be surprised. The vast majority of Christians struggle with this concept, and they really believe somehow, in some shape, form, or manner, it's up to them to keep their salvation. And folks, it's just wonderful to know it's in his hands. Ephesians chapter 2, and look at verse 5, Ephesians 2, verse 5, the Bible says, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. By the way, that's how God sees you this morning. If you know Christ, in your spirit, you're already up there. Paul said, our conversation is in heaven. Our conversation is in heaven. We're just waiting for our bodies to catch up. Folks, you're not going to lose it. Then he kicks you out. You get it back. You're back up there. You lose it. He kicks you out. Back and forth, back and forth. I'm tempted to say the way some of you attend church, but I won't say that. That's too sarcastic, so I won't say it. I mean, I could just see the Lord saying, oh, you again. Folks, you're seated in heavenly places with him. He's not going to kick you out. I think the problem is too many Christians don't understand the depth and the breadth and the nature of salvation. Take a look at verse 7. That in the ages to come, here's his purpose now, okay? You say his purpose was to keep me from going to hell and make me happy. Secondary at best. Now don't misunderstand. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm not going to hell. I don't want to dance on hot coals for eternity. Okay, and I'm glad I'm going to be happy for eternity. But that's not the first reason he saved me. Verse 7 is the first reason he saves us. He says that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. You know what God's going to do through all eternity? He is going to brag to the angels about his graciousness. And when an angel says, well, prove it, Lord. He'll just point to us. Is there anybody here this morning that wouldn't be a good object lesson of God's grace and mercy? Is there anybody here that would think that when God pointed him, God, oh, not you. You did everything right. I'll try somebody else. Is there anybody here that wouldn't say, I will be amazed to be there? It was John Newton who wrote Amazing Grace. He said, Three wonders I'll behold in heaven. He said, first of all, those that are there that I never thought would be there. He said, and the second wonder will be those that I thought would be there that did not make it. And he said, the third thing will be that I'm there. That'll be the most amazing thing. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Verse 7, what is his purpose? That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. We will be trophies of his grace throughout eternity. Folks, if you could lose your salvation, that purpose would be defeated. And his purpose will not be defeated. An old man was questioned about his salvation. He was a saved man. And he was asked about whether or not he thought he could go to hell. And he said, well, if I could, he said, I'd be happier in hell with him than in heaven without him. An old Scottish woman during the Reformation was asked in her dying bed by an old Scot reformer preacher. He said, what if it pleased God to put you in hell? And she said, he'd have more to lose than I would. She said, all I would lose is my soul, but he would lose his integrity. We are accepted in the beloved, folks. And the Bible says, I am my beloved's, and he is mine. We're told in the book of Hebrews, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. What a wonderful truth. You know what we ought to do with that thing this morning? We ought to go out from these four walls, out into a world, and tell them about the wonderful grace of Jesus Christ. Because it's not just you get saved, and then you got to keep it. It's you are saved, and he is keeping it for you. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Our Father, we just thank you for your word this morning. And Father, this subject is too wonderful, too broad, too expansive, too amazing for flesh and blood to do it any justice. So we ask, Lord, this morning that something from the word would speak to every heart here, Lord. And Father, we pray for that one without Christ, that they would come to know Christ and grab hold of a salvation that's not man-made, a salvation that is so counterintuitive to the religious, self-righteous mind, but that you would give eternal life freely as a free gift and pledge to never take it back, how grateful we should be this morning, and how I have to stand here before this great congregation and admit so often I have not been grateful. Lord, I have to admit sometimes I've been your biggest ingrate. And so this morning I thank you before these people for what you've done for me and what you're keeping for me and keeping for every saint here this morning that knows you as their personal Savior. Lord, I believe if it was ours to keep, we'd lose it. We would lose it. But it's not. It's not. Father, help us to go from this place excited about your love and your acceptance of us, accepted in the Beloved, and tell others how they can be accepted as well. Help us, Lord, to be those ambassadors that you told us that we are in Jesus Christ, more than conquerors, through him that loved us. And we pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
We want to thank you for joining us today for Treasures of Truth, and it is our hope and prayer that today's program was truly a blessing to you. You've been listening to a message entitled, Can You Lose It? By Pastor Rick DeMichael. And in this week's lessons, Pastor DeMichael gave us biblically based reasons why someone who truly believes in the finished work of Jesus Christ as the payment for their sins can never lose that great gift. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. He is the one who purchased us, and he is the one that will keep our salvation for all eternity. But if you don't know for sure that Jesus Christ is your Savior, then we encourage you to contact the offices of Treasure Valley Baptist Church, and we will gladly help in any way we can. And as we mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, if you'd like to hear this or other messages by Pastor DeMichael, please feel free to visit our website at tvbc.org. That's tvbc.org. You can also visit our YouTube page and follow us on Facebook for more information. Our bookstore is also open to the public on Tuesdays from 10:30 to 4:30, as well as Wednesdays from 8:30 to 4:30. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho, and we would love for you to come join us in our services, which begin with Sunday school at 9:30, followed by the morning service at 10:45. We also have a Sunday evening service at 5:45, and of course, all of the services have fully staffed nurseries available for young children, as well as interactive and exciting programs for all ages, including junior high, high school, and college age groups. And don't forget our Wednesday night service at 7 o'clock, which has the Master's Club program during the school year for the kids, and a Bible study at the same time for the adults over in the main auditorium. We hope to see you soon at Treasure Valley Baptist Church, and may God bless you.